So hey, you're listening to Peter, and it is a corker of an evening afternoon in North County Dublin. I don't think even Michael Fish could have predicted the weather we're having today. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful it is indeed. However, the crux of this audio is that there has been some changes. David Bowie, cracking tune. There's been some changes in regard to the sod show and the road that we're travelling, if that's fair to say. Not the road we're travelling. Okay, so what's happened? We have set up twitter.com/sod show, all one word, or at sod show on Twitter, where before you could only use hashtag sod show, and Peter was at Donegan Gardens and Brian Green was at Brian Green, and that was fine. So that's probably a good thing and for the better. Step number two, we've secured or got facebook.com/thesodshow. So go search us on Facebook or Twitter and like or follow, whichever is the easiest thing to do. We've also secured sodshow.com, which, yeah, we're getting there, like, if you understand me. But I think what's happened is the Sod Show has kind of evolved a little bit more than just Peter talking about gardening into the tail end of his iPhone once a week, giving Bernie Gold back at Top Gold some advice. And it's, wow, talk about an interesting journey and an interesting guest. Actually, on the guest note, if you go to facebook.com/thesodshow and go to the photographs, just click the gallery, the guest gallery, and take a browse through. I think there's 30 or so photographs, images up there that I could find to hand. And I thought it was a nice place to kind of put one of everybody so you could take a quick scroll through and see what. And wowee, talk about variation. You know, that I'm aware, March 4, 2011, I think it evolves into 73 shows that we have recorded week in, week out, with no breaks whatsoever. That is not bad at all. You okay, baby? That's who yelled in front of me. So that's that part. And we've got a bit to go. I mean, are we vigorously going out and saying, you know, like us or follow us on Twitter or Facebook? No, I think it'll just all come with time. The reality is that it's just gone past the point of, you know, if I take, for example, the Spirit of Folk Festival, where, you know, it's something like, you know, 14 hours of audio collated between the two of us over an entire weekend. That, you cannot cram all of that into one radio show. And it needs a place to go, and it doesn't all fit on, you know, Peter Donegan's landscaping weblog. It just doesn't fit there. I needed a place called home, and it's kind of got one. I'm told by many people that the big thing in podcasts, a bit like being in, I don't know, you know, when I started as Donegan Landscaping, was, well, when you get past year one, then it was, well, you got to get past, like, the first 3 years are the worst, and then it's, well, when you get past year five, and then, of course, it's like when you get past year 10. And I think in the Sod Show terms, we've gone past year one. We ride the charts pretty damn well in, she's going to end up like our dad, what a yapper. But we ride the charts pretty damn well in iTunes. And, you know, it's fair to say on that one, thank you for thank you for listening to us. And it's good to know that you do. Also, I should say, the bit I think that really did make us kind of stand back and say, you know, feel, not get big-headed, but turn around and go, jeepers, what we're doing is actually pretty, hold on a second, baby, you okay? Good girl. But I think when the team from greensax.ie came in and decided to sponsor the show, I think that was the bit where we turned around and went, are we good looking? Are we? We are. They were willing to put their, I suppose, their money where their mouth was, for want of a better cliche description. And back the show. And in my opinion, I don't think it's changed myself and Brian and how we've done things, but I think it's made life just a little bit easier and, sorry, not easier, like less complex. And I think it's made the show better, and I think it's made us turn around and kind of, you know, not get big headed again, but pat each other on the back and say, you know, geez, we're not bad at this. We're not the greatest, but we're not bad. And yeah, I think that's good. I think that's good. What else? Okay, so it's at Sodshow on Twitter. It's facebook.com/TheSodshow. Go like or follow as you wish or see fit. And if you do get time and you are listening to this and you like The Sodshow, do me a favour. The guys from greensax.ie, they're at PowerGreenIRL, PowerGreenIRL, PowerGreenIRL. Send them a note and say thanks. Because without them, The Sodshow probably would have been a very, very, very different thing. Probably. We're better for having them in our lives. I think that is also fair to say. Other than that, no other news. Sodshow Extra is the garden advice for the month of July. You might say it's a little bit late, but the weather's been dogged and you're probably sitting outside having a bottle of beer while you're listening to this anyway. Which would you would be right to do. You would be right to do. I think so. If you're not having a bottle of beer, do. Go get one. Glass of wine, cup of tea, whatever takes your fancy. And again, yeah, thanks for listening. Find us on iTunes. Find us on Twitter now. And also find us on Facebook now. And again, yeah, thanks for listening. Take care. Bye.